This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberner. Joining me this morning is Dale Maley. Dale is an area historian, and he has covered different aspects of the development of Fairbury and Livingston County in general. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning.
It is good to have you here. You've got a new book that kind of takes things in a little bit of a different direction. So why did you want to write a book about the motorcycle racing Gowdy brothers?
If you look at Fairbury and you say, who's the most nationally famous people? I think the guy that wins is Francis Townsend. And he led a national movement which was so big it kind of forced President Roosevelt to adopt the Social Security system we have today.
Okay.
Now, that gentleman's pretty well documented. He wrote his own autobiography, and there's another existing book about him and his national movement that he had. I don't really have a need to write a book about him. He's well documented.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask who's right behind them, it would be the two Gowdy brothers. They were early motorcycle racers, and they actually held world records in motorcycle racing between about 1911 and 1916. In fact, they're both in the AMA Motorcycle Hall of Fame. So back in 2017, I did some research, and I created a historic mural about the Gowdy brothers and to honor them and put it on Main Street. And recently I checked, and I could not find any books, really, about those early motorcycle racers. So I decided, what the heck, I'll write my own book, focus on the Gowdy brothers.
Okay.
I found out their father, J. Frank Gowdy, he was a jeweler, and he repaired clocks in Fairbury for over 40 years, so he was really well known in the town. His oldest son, Carl, was born in 1890, and then there was a younger brother, William, in 1893. Both boys went to Fairbury grade school and high school. A younger brother, William, was quite a football player in high school. The oldest son, Carl, he decides to follow in his father's footsteps, and he attended the Bradley Polytechnic Institute in Peoria. You're probably wondering, is that now Bradley University?
That's exactly what I was about to ask. Okay.
Yes, but back in those days, it was one of the few colleges in the United States that taught science of horology, which is clockmaking. And his father was a clockmaker, so he went to school over there. But then about that time, this new invention shows up in Fairbury called the motorcycle. And Carl got really interested in motorcycles. When they got started, the big three were Excelsior, Harley-Davidson, and Indian. So Carl got an Excelsior dealership for Fairbury, and we had a lot of rural mailmen back then, and they actually rode motorcycles. So he tried to talk the mailman into buying Excelsiors, but they said, oh, we don't think they're fast enough. So Carl says, well, I'll prove you how fast they are, so I'll race one at the Fairbury Fair, which he did. And after doing very well there, he moved on to regional motorcycle races, and then he went big time. He went to the national races. And he became employed by the Excelsior Motorcycle Company as one of their designated professional drivers. And younger brother William followed in his footsteps and got in motorcycle racing as well. Now, in central Illinois in the wintertime, you can't race motorcycles. So
that much is still the same, yes.
That's the same. So Carl played on what was called the Bon Ton Limits basketball team. And we actually have some really good photos showing Carl and his teammates from that 1914 era. And then you might say the peak happened in 1915. Carl and his brother William raced all over the United States. They both held many world records in motorcycle racing. But older brother Carl won the biggest race of the year, which was Chicago at Maywood Track, 300-mile-long motorcycle race. And Carl won it. And then his brother William was in the race too, but he had engine trouble, so he finished seventh in the race. We start 1916 out. Carl loans that very fast motorcycle that won the Chicago race to his brother. His brother took it to California to Bakersfield, and he was out practicing, doing practice laps with another professional racer, two of them. And a third guy came out and passed him, and then something happened. He dumped his motorcycle on the track right in front of him. So to avoid hitting the falling motorcycle and the rider, the other two guys went off the track. One hit a fence post, one hit a tree, but both were killed.
Oh, my goodness.
About that time, the older brother Carl, his grade school girlfriend from Fairbury, says, you know, I'd like to get married, but I'm not going to marry you unless you give up motorcycle racing. So Carl actually gave up motorcycle racing. And he got married in Chicago in July, just 6 months after his younger brother was killed. And interesting enough, Mr. Swin, who was the owner of Swin Bicycle Company, he also owned the Excelsior Motorcycle Company. So he attended the wedding in Chicago. And we actually have the copy, wedding invitation. We have a Chicago newspaper with a wedding photo of the young couple. And we actually have her wedding dress on display at the Fairbury Museum. Then Carl went out to California, and for a few years he had a Excelsior dealership in California. But he ended up doing a short stint in the Naval Air Corps in 1918-19, and then he enrolled in the Pratt Institute in New York in engineering, and he graduated in 1921, and then he served as an instructor a couple years. Then his first real job, he took a job with a Payson Electric Company, and Mr. Louis G. Payson was a pioneer in the field of radio and electronics. Carl got into that. He started his own company in 1934 in his basement out in New York, eventually became chairman of the company, and they made lots of products, including electronic equipment like antennas for military and residential applications. And Carl ended up getting awarded 15 U.S. patents. And then when he passed away, he and his wife were actually buried back in February in the mausoleum at the local cemetery. In 1998, both Carl and his younger brother William were inducted into the AMA Motorcycle Hall of Fame.
That is quite a lifetime for Mr. Gowdy. It's just incredible that he moved from one subject to another and seemed to do well in all of them.
Well, it makes sense if you're a clockmaker. It probably helped you repair them early motorcycles because there were lots of parts and they always broke down. But to make that switch then over to the electronic world is quite an accomplishment.
Where can people find the book, Dale? Where can people get it?
So I've donated copies to the Fairbury Domini Library, Fairbury Echoes Museum, and the Pontiac Library. The Walton Center in Fairbury is also selling my history books, so you could purchase them there as well. And, of course, Amazon.com has both ebook and printed versions as well.
Dale Maley is our guest this morning. He's an area historian who has published many books on Fairbury and Livingston County history. Dale, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Todd Weinberner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.